Ain't I?
Next we know where our blackjack is.
There you go. Just to,
if that's what the fuck is going to be. It'd be cooler than anyway.
Yeshiva Sholem said last week that what is important, what is very important for a person to have Kabbalas Malcha Shemayim, accepting the kingdom of heaven as a yoke, meaning because there are times when our heads and our hearts are clogged, we don't understand or feel anything. But that is where this attribute of Malchus comes in. The person accepted upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. That means that I need to obey the king no matter if I like it or I feel like it or not. Hinei, v'mida zusha kabbalah zon malchus shemayim v'yigia v'pashtus v'shol shekol ha'midos segurim. This attribute of accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, v'yigia, meaning with exertion, simply at a time when all of the other midas are shut down. As he calls it, it's a concept of the moon when it's covered over. There are two, meaning that no, it's night and there's no light shining. Even the moon is clouded over. So there are two levels. Yesh beis dargis. Aleph, one is bizman heder or. Is a time when it's a time when there is no light. And Bez, Bizman Shalaira Kaohar Nedar. Not only is there no light, the Shanikshal Bakhait. But I've already stumbled and I've sinned. And the person feels that through his averis there a barrier of iron as it separates ben Yehudi davishvashmaim separates between the Jew and his father in heaven. And this is included in what Chazal say, "Lechata David al lahiris tshuva liyachid," that the reason why Hashem caused David to sin with Bathsheba was in order to teach people that a person can always do tshuva. Ki yamachre nefila. So once again, as he did last week, he interprets the word David to mean the mid of Malchus. Meaning, even after a person has fallen, this concept of having Malchus Shemayim, that can survive anything. I mean, it can survive the worst darkness, the midas shut down, and even after a person has sinned, this concept of David, which is Malchus Shemayim, can still be existing. Through this midah, a Jew can strengthen themselves with a chazik mamad, and to hold their own, and to return to Hashem. As it says in the capital in Tehillim, capital 51, Nun Aleph, which David said to Hashem after this episode with Bathsheba. David HaMelech says, "Alam defoishim drachecha, I will teach sinners your ways. Echatoyim elavi yeshuvu, and sinners will return to you." Meaning David HaMelech, by returning to Hashem, he has become the role model of a Baal Tshuva, even after what seems to be a very grave avera. And this is also hinted to in the words of Chazal. Shama David, David HaMelech said, Kol Malchim, Yisrach HaMarav, Yeshvim HaGudas HaGudas B'Chvaydam. All the kings of the east and the west sit in groups in their great honor. Ani Yodam HaLuchlochas B'Shir V'Shal Yilatar Yish HaDabala. The little understanding of the Gemara is that David HaMelech says they're all consumed with their honor and with their majesty. And I am, my hands are dirty with blood in order to purify a woman to her husband. David HaMelech used to deal with Shilas. People used to come to him with Shilas, and that's what he used to take care of. Perish, meaning, B'chol HaMidus, now, the deeper understanding of this Chazal is, B'chol HaMidus, Yasha'oros Madregis Nalis. And all of the Midus, meaning when a person, when the midas are open, and the person is able to feel them, there's illumination and there's illuminations and very lofty levels. But in the midah of David Melech Yisrael, which is Kabbalah's Olma Hashmayim Pshuta, which is accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, simply as because Hashem said so, is Tamad Yodem Melech Vechula. Then a person that midah exists even in a time when a person's hands are dirty. So the way he's interpreting the words of Chazal is all the other kings, meaning all the other midas, are sitting in their great honor. Meaning those are very lofty levels, very nice levels. But my midah, the midah of Malchus Shemayim, that applies even when a person has dirtied his hands. Although the siv, as we find in the pasuk, the Ever Alayich, Hashem says when regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says, "I passed over you when you were in Mitzrayim. Ve'erach misbeiseses b'damayich. I saw you wallowing in your blood." Meaning, which is it's a symbolism of averus. B'shal shalatichas adam, as we spoke about b'shal shudis yesterday. The left chamber of the heart is the chamber that's full of blood. That's the dam ha'mas'aveh, the blood that desires. B'shol shol t'tichas adam, in a time when the blood is boiling, sheboya boya yetzahara ka'esh, where the yetzahara is burning like a fire. U'kula sheis es dam, and the person's blood is flowing. Again, a symbolism to a person's spiritual life is being shed. His spiritual blood is being shed. As I call midas betelis, the person doesn't feel any of their midas. Ein loy chachma bin adas. He doesn't feel any chachma bin adas. Ein loy rikshay ha'avir. He doesn't have the feelings of love or fear of Hashem. The only thing that can prevail then is Malchus Shemayim. Rak b'koyach Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim b'yegia is the acceptance of the yoke of heaven with the toil ad tipas dam achreina.
Which dam?
Huh?
Which dam is this?
It's also a metaphor. Meaning the person can exert himself with Malchus Shemayim even if he's down to the last drop of blood. And that is the concept of that David HaMelech says to purify a woman to her husband, which is a reference to the unity of Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanu Shlalom. That a Jew should be able to unite with his father in heaven. That's what David HaMelech is consumed with. This midah is always alive and existent. Al derech zeh yesh lefarish mamar chazal. According to this, we could explain the words of Chazal. It says, Shol ba'achas ba'olsoloi. David b'shtayim v'loi olsoloi. It says that Shol fell through in one thing. It was with Amalek. That was Shol HaMelech's biggest boo-boo. That he let Agag live.
That's a pretty big one.
He lost his malchus. David b'shtayim. David did two boo-boos. One was Bathsheba, and the other one. What was the other one? I don't remember now.
Wasn't it the counting?
Oh, maybe it was the counting, right? Well, they also that. He wasn't, it didn't affect him. It didn't affect his malchus. Why? Ki sholoi b'chir Hashem. Shol was the chosen of Hashem. Remez the midas hamoyach v'alev. Which is a symbolism for the attributes of the intellect and the heart. Shalom Elok's Avoida was through illuminations and high levels. And therefore, when he fell from his levels, even though it was one time, also that the Malucha was already taken care of him, that it was already taken away from him. But David HaMelech, whose Midah is Yegia, his exertion, meaning without feeling anything, with his malchus, Kabbalah Zal Malchus Shemaim, accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, Afilik Shenavu B'Shtayim, even after he fell twice, She'in Loi, Loi Midas Ahava, Loi Midas Ayira, he didn't have not the attribute of love and not the attribute of fear, but like Yegiyah B'Shuta, just simple Yegiyah Nishav B'Shaloi, he was able to hold his own.
What is the basis of this distinction between the two? How do we know that David HaMelech was this way and Shaul was that way?
I don't know how he knows that Shaul was otherwise, but we know the David was Malchus Shemaim. That was David's mid. It was Malchus, simple Malchus.
How
without.
Do we know that? Why? They were both kings. So what's the source for that? How do we know that David's mid was?
Well, we know David was Malchus. The question is why Shaul was not Malchus, right?
Okay, well, first, before we get to that, how do we know that David's Midah was that?
Because that's... David represents Malchus. Because
he was the king?
It's not only he was the king. David represents Malchus for all generations.
Well, how do we know that? It's my question. It's obviously not just the fact that he was the king. Shaul was also the king, so right. He can't be it.
I guess part of the fact is that David remains king. That's David and all of his descendants.
Is it even Charles' description consistent with the Gemara's description of what David did?
What?
He sees sin. The Gemara tells us no. He didn't sin.
All the Gemara says is that his tshuva was so intense.
Or he says
that it's as if he never sinned.
Shaul maybe didn't have such tshuva, if any. Or he did some.
Could be it. I mean, Shaul was considered a tremendous tzaddik.
Looking for the difference between Shaul and David here, I'm not really seeing it. I'm sorry.
Right, so what he's... we only know the difference as an after fact. We don't know what... here we know his malchus was taken away. We know his malchus was not taken away.
Right.
So what he's trying to suggest here is that Shaul's malchus was dependent upon the illumination of his heart and his mind.
Maybe we learn this from the fact that it was taken away?
Right. That's basically what he's assuming. And malchus, that's any malchus that's dependent on the heart and the mind, is going to eventually is going to come to an end, because the heart and the mind are not always open. Whereas David HaMelech represents malchus without any conditions. שיש באדם בחינה זו של קבלה זו מהרשמיים פשוטה. It is only when a person has this level of accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven simply גם באיז שאין מרגש כלום, even when he doesn't feel anything, יש בו יציבס רוחני, it's only then can a person have spiritual stability. While דרך שאודם נמשל ירקטנה, as a person is compared to a small city, as it is known, manhogas medina, when someone is trying to control a city or a country, yavshashia mishtar yatziv bli shulton chazak, there can't be any civility without a strong government. All the areas of the country are controlled through the government.
Clearly Democrat.
And
so this is the roots of the Democratic Party.
That's what he just said. And without the government, without, no matter how wise and how understanding the people of the country are, there's not going to be any survival to such that type of rule, right? Or lack thereof.
As we see today.
Right. If we're going to let everybody conduct themselves as they understand. Even if the rule will conduct itself according to the love that the people of the country have to the government.
It's written right here. Right here.
So then, if for any reason that love is no longer there, then the rule is over. It's only when there is a decree, meaning there is a rule that obligates all the people of the government, all the people of the country, whether you understand it or you feel like it or not, this is what you got to do. That's the only way that there's any stability to any certain rule. Havana Vargosha Zahava. Then the understanding and the feeling of love, Hamadagi is Sayers Mitziva. So that's all extra credit. That's great. But if you do understand it or you feel like it, that's fine. But you gotta stick to the rules whether you understand it or not. If you have children, you know that when they ask you why, you don't start
because I said.
Because I said so. That's it. or else they...
Works until they're about seven.
Huh?
Works until they're about seven.
Yeah, after that, it's over.
Sometimes it works until they're about 2.5.
Why? Why can't anyone? Not you that I don't trust, it's everybody else.
And as we find that Hashem created the limbs of a person in pairs, the eyes, was naim, the ears, but there's only one head. There would not be able to be a proper rule if there are two masters. Then there is no stability. As Chazal say, only one, there can only be one conductor of every generation.
Two kings share a crown. Seven of them.
Right. But in Zamarum is Mama Chazal. This is what Chazal referred to. Chazal say, Tzadikim Yetetayv Shaiftam. It says the tzaddikim are judged by the Yetzirah. The Rishonim Yetzirah Shoftim. The Rishonim are judged by the Yetzirah. Beinanim Zevzeh Shoftim. A Beinani is the person in between, the tzaddik and the Rasha, is judged by the two of them together, the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah. Meaning, a tzaddikim gamem nefsholim pa'am a tzaddik, even if he stumbles once. There's no such thing as a person. There's always a tzaddik and never sins. So the way they're able to rule over themselves is through the Yetzirah. Harishayim, the wicked, even though they do perform mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, al shulton aleihem bidei Yetzirah. Nevertheless, their ruler is their Yetzirah. Habeinanim Zevzeh Shoftim. The Beinani is has two rulers. Inlahem Mishtar Yatzik. They don't have a stable rule. Pam Hashulton Bidei Yetzirah. Pam Bidei Yetzirah. Sometimes their ruler is Yetzirah. Sometimes their ruler is Yetzirah. This concept we can explain in what is written by Yikach Moshe Atzmes Yosef. It says Moshe took the bones of Yosef from his tribe. Yisal Zeh b'Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash says on this Hadoy Dachsiv Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvus. Upon this is said that a wise heart takes mitzvus. Meaning Ki Moshe Ubchenes Das Ki Yadua. Moshe is called. Is represents das, knowledge. Das Mes Yosef Merumas Al Midas Kabbalas Al Hashemayim Pshuta. The bones of Yosef represent this concept of accepting the yoke of heaven simply. Hamashpia Gam Al Achaymer Shabbat Mechinas Hatzomais, which has an impression upon the physicality of a person, even when all there is left is bones. And that was how Yosef was able to overcome his nesoyin. Based on nesoyin, because at the time of a nesoyin, loikhim and hashemayim is klamad regish yashle. At the time when a person has a nesoyin, all of their levels are taken away. His intellect and his heart don't understand or feel anything. It's only as much as a person has worked on accepting upon himself the yoke of heaven, to the point that he instilled the fear of Hashem into his bones, that this is what I have to do, this is what Hashem commanded. That's the only thing that can be there while a person has an assignment. Moshe, which is a person's das, a person has to take the Atzmes Yosef, the bones of Yosef. Meaning after all the achievements of a person's knowledge, Moshe, it's still required for a person to take the simple avoda of Malchus Shemayim. Through that, a person can merit that that even his bones will recognize that no one is like Hashem. Because he accepted Hashem's rule not only over his mind and his heart, but even when he doesn't feel anything, his bones are under Hashem's rule. Therefore, he merits stability in Avodas Hashem v'chol ha'itim v'chol ha'matzav in all times and in all situations.
Shkoyach.